Welcome to the session on multi-sig wallet. We're going to talk about the multi-signature wallets, what exactly they are, and how to program them in Solidity. So we'll start with the very basic introduction, how multi-signature wallet works and what they are. So first of all, the term wallet is essentially a little bit misleading. It's a smart contract written in Solidity, Ethereum. So that's what it is. The idea behind the smart contract to act as a wallet is that you have multiple parties that need to perform a signature before the transaction can be validated. And the reason why you want to do that is because there are type of situations when you don't necessarily feel comfortable that one party doing the transaction alone, and you want multiple parties to sign on that. So the different ways to implement this, and one of the key feature here that we need to look into is the minimum number of signatures that are required. So in this particular case, if you look at the slide deck here, we have Razi, Kale, and Bob. We have three participants, there are three members, and we are saying that we require at least two. So two will be the quorum, minimum quorum that is needed to execute this transaction. Now, the way it actually works is that once the transaction is submitted, you need to actually go ahead and approve it. And once it's approved by minimum number of quorum members, then it will go ahead and get executed. And finally, the value will be exchanged. Now, the value here can be a token, it can be Ether. But the important point here is that it has to match that criteria, the minimum number of signatures. So with that, let's actually jump right into the code. All right, so what I have here is a smart contract written in Solidity, and you will find the link to access it later. But right now, let's talk about some of the key functions here that you'll be dealing with. The first function here is basically the submit transaction. So this function essentially takes the destination address. This is this can be either the EOA, which is the externally known account, or it can be another address or the smart contract. But it has to be an address, it has to be the destination. Then we have a value. So the value is essentially the number of tokens or number of Ether that you want to transfer. And then we have the data. We're not going to be using data in this particular example, so we're not going to pay too much attention here. Now what we do is that we submit the transaction, but the transaction actually go ahead and need to be confirmed. And this is the difference between multi-signature wallet and the regular transactions. In this particular case, the transaction will be confirmed by at least one of the other owners, because we will setting the bar, at least two owners need to sign it. So basically, we will have the confirmed transaction. And finally, if the confirmations match, then we will go ahead and execute the transaction, which is essentially going to do the final work. As you can see that right here, we're doing the call to exchange the value. So what I have in terms of the setup is open here is the Remix, is an IDE. And you can run it locally if you're a developer and you don't have access for some reason in your organization to the website, online website, then you can actually run it in a container. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm running it basically on my local dev box. So super easy, and pretty much that's what I did. And this is the smart contract right here. So what I will do is I will take this smart contract and deploy this. Now, for this particular demo, I will be using the JavaScript baked in VM. You don't even have to set up a blockchain per se. It's just going to be using in memory for the basic, like a unit testing. And later on, if you want, you can actually deploy it to testnet or your local private chain. Now, I also want to call out that the multi-signature wallet, again, can be used both public and private. This is a demo code, so don't take it and run it on a public chain. So you need to make sure that everything is secure before you do that. So we go ahead and deploy this, and the first thing we need to understand is the addresses here. So we will give, at this point, I will use three addresses that I have over here, the top three. And let me just put it right here. So these are three addresses. And what I will do is I will go ahead and put the required number of count to two. So that means that we'll require at least two of this account to sign the transaction before it got committed. So we go ahead and look into it, and our contract is created, and we have three accounts here. So that's all good. Now, at this point right now, we don't necessarily have any balance because we created a blank, like a contract or wallet. So if I try to go ahead and look at the balance, it's going to be zero. So the first thing I will do is that the way we program this smart contract right now is anyone can send the value. So sending is free. I mean, you can send it. So I will just send it, for example, Ether, just to get us started here. Let's say 10 Ether right now. So I will go ahead and call the fallback, and this basically going to send the value right here. And if I go back here and look at the get balance, you will see this amount. Now, this denomination is in V, which is a lowest denomination. So it's just such a big number, but essentially this is like 10 Ether. So now our wallet has an address and it has a balance, that's fine. But we haven't really performed any transaction on top of that. So what I will do is that I will say I'm an owner, one of the owners, and I wanted to send, let's say, this account, like the last one here, 0xDDD. So it's at 100 Ether, okay? So keep an eye on that. And I wanted to send 5 Ether to this one. So I will go ahead and do what we call a summit transaction. So if we go ahead and expand this, we will have the destination. So this is my destination. Actually, I need to go ahead and copy this real quick. So I'll copy this. And I will say I wanted to send this account right here. How much value? I want to send 5. And we're not going to use the data here in this particular demo, but we need to pass a value. So we go ahead and do the transact option here. So right now, the transaction went in. And you can see that we have the transaction is a value 5 here. But what happened here? Let's take a quick look at it. So we have the submission here. Well, let me zoom in a little bit more here. So we have the submission method that was called and we submitted, but it hasn't really been confirmed yet. So we need at least one more owner to get it actually committed. So I will go ahead and choose another account here real quick. And I will go ahead and approve the transaction. So for that, I will go ahead and do the commit transaction. And I know the transaction ID is 0 because it's right here. And that's pretty much what I need to do. So I will go ahead and do that. And in this case, it basically went through and you can see that that execution method taking place. And now if I go back and look at the balance here, it decreased by 5, you can see right here. And if you look at the actual account, the destination, it has the 5 Ether. Now, the final point I want to make here is that we're doing Ether here just to make sure it's easier to understand for everyone if you're trying it for the first time, but I can actually use any other abstraction like a value, for example, tokens for that. So with that, I think we conclude the demo, and thanks for watching.